prizes have not arrived yet. They're en route. They're on their way. But we're going to go ahead and get started. We've got an amazing group of panelists that I'm going to go ahead and introduce, and then I'm going to break down how this is going to work. And so let's go ahead and get started. There I am. Look at that. Let's go ahead and get started. All right. First up, we have Frank Thierry. Come on up, bud. He is a writer, known for Catwoman, Harley Quinn, and her gang of Harleys. Definitely the Yogi Bear. There he is. The man who has been so legend. There you go, Frank. Right up here next to me. Thank you so much.
You're up, buddy.
There you go. I love Deathstroke, Yogi Bear, by the way.
Doesn't everyone?
Doesn't everybody? All right. Okay, next up, we have Mr. Steve Orlando. Come on up, Steve. Writer, editor, known for Batman, Wonder Woman, Midnighter, and Martian Manhunter. Steve, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
You want to show off that awesome print you got? This is what Comic-Con's all about. Look at this.
It's a drawing of
Spock holding a clarinet,
ladies and gentlemen.
That's very weird. We can talk about it because Star Trek has crossed over with DC. It's okay. All right. Great crossovers. Next up, we have, this is so exciting, Dan Jurgens is here, everybody. Dan Jurgens is a writer, artist extraordinaire, creator of Doomsday, Hank Henshaw, and one of my favorite characters ever, Booster Gold. It's Dan Jurgens. Next, we have got, this is so exciting, Paul Levitz is here, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Levitz is here. Writer, editor, executive, and DC Comics president from 2002 to 2009. That was a very good era. Very good.
Eisner Award winner.
Thank you, yes. One more round of applause. Eisner Award winner, Paul Levitz.
Eisner Award winner, Paul Levitz.
He's
funking everything.
And lastly, but certainly not, no, we got two more guests. We have got, this is very exciting, Benjamin LeClair is here. Come on up, Benjamin. He is the DC Comics archivist. Okay, this is the guy running the DC vault. It is a real place. I have been there. It is everything you could imagine. All right, and that, well, I'm going to say that one more time in case you really want to win some prizes. He is the DC Comics archivist. There we go. One more round of applause. And lastly, certainly not leastly, we have Marie Javins is here. Marie is a writer, editor, and publisher. Did I pronounce that correctly? No?
How do we pronounce it already?
I'm fired. How do we pronounce
it? That's
correct. How do we ask one of the panelists? How do we pronounce Marie's last name?
Javins.
Different A. Javins. Marie Javins, everybody. Come on. Okay, so we are still waiting on the prizes, is that right? Yes, we are. I don't see a big old box of stuff back there.
You people aren't getting crap. Sorry. This is all for nothing.
No, the exact opposite, actually, Frank. So much so, in fact, I can guarantee at least one prize, which is we have a representative here from Loot Crate. This is really exciting. We're giving out, towards the end of the panel, a very awesome limited edition 80th anniversary Batman, long live the Bat, 80th anniversary crate. We're giving that out. We have that. We have it, right? We have it? We have that. It's a big old box of prizes. So that's going to make its way back there. Round of applause for the prizes arriving. So this is how it's going to work. Any of the panelists, correct me if I'm wrong. This is my first time moderating the Too Tough Trivia panel, but this is how it's going to work. We're going to have all of you wonderful guests, anybody who would like to try their luck, win a prize, line up at the microphone here. There we go. And the way it works is we've got a couple of different categories here, okay? We've got Golden Age Trivia. Yeah, this is hardcore, y'all. This is real. Silver Age, okay? We have experts in all of the various fields up here on the panel. We also have, let me grab the other categories here. We have Silver Age. We have, the third category is villains. Villains is the third category. I know that another category, might be a fan favorite here, is Batman. That might be the fourth of four categories, and I believe
That is correct.
That's the fourth one. That's it. So those are the four categories. Once again, Golden Age Trivia, Silver Age, Villains, and Batman. And the way it works is you pick a category. I'm going to read you a question. Then you pick one of our amazing panelists, and you're going to pick them for them to answer, and then you're going to tell me if it was right or wrong. Yeah, a lot of levels. A lot of levels.
Brent is almost always right.
Yeah.
I really don't know much, to be honest.
I don't know if there's any Deathstroke Yogi Bear questions in here, but we're going to...
There should be.
There should be, I agree. All right, so, first contestant, what is your name?
Hi, I'm Patrick.
Patrick, hi, Patrick. Thanks for coming. Which category would you like to pick? Golden Age, Silver Age, villains, or Batman?
Batman.
Okay. First question. What is the name of Batman's first case in Detective Comics number 27?
Oh, I know it.
Pick a panelist.
Okay.
Who do you think knows it?
I'm going to pick Mr. Levitt.
Like an answer to that question. The Knight of the Bat.
Is that right or wrong?
For Batman's first case, are we doing it chronologically or in the story?
It's references to the happening in Detective 27.
Right, is it the title of Detective, the comic in Detective 27? Is that what you're asking?
It is the name of Batman's first case.
Are we going to that issue that Bill Finger did later?
But your instincts are correct.
Yeah?
Name the story.
Okay.
For everybody that's groaning, are you in the wrong room? This is comic book trivia. If we don't get specific, what are we doing? Thank you.
Because yeah. There was another story written in the 50s called Batman's First Case, where they went back.
That's true, that's true. But this is in Detective Comics 27. I'm going to need a... Was it right or wrong?
It's wrong.
You are correct. The case is the case of the criminal
chemical
syndicate. The case of the chemical syndicate. Thank you. You get a photo pop.
I'm
going
to have a little mention for that.
Thank you.
All right.
We're not getting extra points for honesty up here, guys. Beware.
What's your name, sir?
Rav.
My life is over. Benjamin.
Oh, you don't even know the question yet.
Yeah, that's true. You just go straight to Benjamin the Archivist without picking a category.
What that means, that villain strategy, that makes sense.
That's he named my job villains. That's, yeah.
Okay, well, what is the category, sir?
Villains.
Villains, all right. Benjamin, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
This bald mad scientist was Superman's first recurring supervillain, first appearing in Action Comics number 13.
Well, it's clearly Kojak, but no, I'm going to go with the Ultra-Humanite.
Is that right or wrong?
Again, who was the first against who?
This is Superman's first recurring supervillain, first appearing in Action Comics number 13, a bald, mad scientist. Is it the Ultra-Humanite, yes or no?
It's not the Humanite.
That is incorrect. It is the Ultra-Humanite. That was the right answer. But wait, you're not going to walk away. You're still getting a prize, an action figure. Teen Titans Go to the Movies. Frank leaned over and he told me that I should be showing him the answers.
Wait.
So I'm going to wait until somebody picks Frank in a category, and then I will, in fact, show him the answers, and then we'll see what happens. All right. Yes, category. First of all, name, and then give us a category.
Chris and villains.
Chris, and he's going to go with villains. Okay. Here's your question, then you're going to pick a contestant. First appearing in All-American Comics number 61, Solomon Grundy is the reanimated corpse of murdered merchant Cyrus Gold, whose body was dumped in a swamp near Gotham City. What was the name of the swamp? Pick a contestant.
Benjamin?
Benjamin, okay. No one wants surprises, okay. Benjamin, what's the answer?
That's a tough one. Well, let's go with Gotham Swamp.
Gotham Swamp, is that right or wrong?
Incorrect.
That is incorrect. No, the correct answer was Slaughter Swamp. But you're still going to get a prize for your effort for trying to be strategic. Thank you so much for playing. Ooh, Hot Wheels, a Batman Hot Wheels. Thank you very much.
For extra credit, the story written by who? No. No.
Len Wein?
Len wasn't born.
Okay.
Alfie Bester.
Wow.
This is great. The original Green Lantern of...
Round of applause for a bonus question for free. That was great. Great effort from the crowd, too. Next contestant, what's your name?
Bob.
Bob, what category would you like to pick?
Batman.
Batman, okay, excellent choice. Here we go. Here's your question. After Bob Kane, this colorist is believed to have been credited more times than any other person on Batman stories. Go ahead and pick a contestant.
Benjamin.
I'm starting to see him.
Yeah, I'm seeing him also in the same kind of tree. Benjamin, you know what is the answer?
I'm 50-50 on the tree here, right? So, let's see. It was a colorist, right?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to say Adrian Roy.
Adrian Roy. Correct or incorrect?
Correct.
That's right. That is correct. Yes, you win a prize. A Funko Pop Joker dressed as a Batman. What a great Funko Pop. All right. Thank you so much for playing Billy Bassett's friend Freddy. All right. Next contestant, can we get your name, please?
My name is Joe.
What category would you like to pick?
Go with Silver Age.
We're going to go with Silver Age. Excellent choice. Benjamin, how many in a row was that for you? Two?
Three is the correct answer.
That was three. That was just three in a row right now?
One more. Do I win the prize?
Yeah. We're going to institute a new rule. Benjamin can't go more than three times in a row. So you got to pick another contestant after I ask this question. Here's the question for the Silver Age. Like Superman, Crypto the Superdog also had a secret sanctuary located on an asteroid belt in outer space. What was it called? Go ahead and pick a category, or a contestant, not Benjamin.
I'm going to go with Paul.
Paul.
The Doghouse of Steel.
I'm going to say that's incorrect.
What was it, Paul? What did you say? The Doghouse of what?
Steel.
You are right. It was incorrect. It's the Doghouse of Solitude. Very close. Nicely done. Oh, it's a card game. The Challenge of the Super Friends card game. Brad. I have the song stuck in my head. The theme song. All right. Next contestant, what's your name, sir?
Hi, my name's Todd. I'd like to take Silver Age.
Silver Age. Excellent choice. Here we go. In 1963, needing to appear on a television program as both Superman and Clark Kent, what famous American did Superman trust with his secret identity and help disguise as Clark Kent?
I'm taking Frank because he's always right.
Frank.
Okay, let's see, which one is this?
The top that I didn't cross off.
One that you didn't cross off, okay.
Yeah.
Who is this?
1963.
You just crossed out the answer. Yeah, okay. I got it. Okay.
All right.
Can you read?
Maybe. All right. Is it
John F. Kennedy? I agree with Frank.
That is correct. Wow. You get an awesome New Teen Titans Deathstroke statue. Cool.
Do I get a statue? I got nothing.
All right. Next contestant, what's your name, sir?
My name's Richard. It's the year of the villain. Gotta go with villains.
Villains. Excellent choice. Here we go. Ooh, this is a fun one. Going all the way back to Batman number 4 in 1940, hideouts and lairs of the Joker have been frequently attributed with this name. Go ahead and pick a contestant.
I love Mary Jane's work, but I will go with the archivist.
I'm going to defer and give my question over to Murray.
Go. That is a rule. You can bounce a question off if you feel like it.
Okay. It's my turn. Okay. So, can you please repeat?
I would like to repeat your question. Going all the way back to Batman number 4 in 1940, hideouts and lairs of the Joker have been frequently attributed with this name.
You know what? I need some help.
Okay. You can phone a friend.
Okay, well, I'm going to phone a friend.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm just going to ask.
Oh, I wonder who this is. Hello?
Hey, Frank. I'm on a panel.
Me too, coincidentally enough.
Do you know where the Joker, like, what his caves were?
Joker's Cave. All right, hang on one second. Really?
Yep.
Is it the Ha Ha Hacienda?
Come on, don't screw with me, Frank.
Is it the Ha Ha Hacienda?
All right. Thanks for nothing, Frank.
All right.
Is it the not un-Bat Cave?
Is it the not un-Bat Cave? Is Marie, with her answer correct, yes or no?
I like the Ha Ha Hacienda. I'm gonna go with that.
You are right, it is the Ha Ha Hacienda. There we go. We got a Harley Quinn from Injustice 2 figurine. That is awesome. Very nicely done. All right. Round of applause for that game of telephone. Next contestant, what's your name?
I'm Kevin. I'll take a Silver Age question.
Silver Age. Excellent choice. All right. Here is the question. Having traveled through space and across the time barrier to a pre-destroyed Krypton, Superman shared a romance with Krypton's most famous emotion movie actress. What was her name?
How long was that question? Jesus.
It's from the Silver Age.
So I'm going to send this one to Dan.
Dan. Dan.
Dan looks excited.
You do realize that if there was a category of stuff done by Dan Jurgens in the last 2 years, I would still get it wrong.
I am going to say the answer to that is going to be, who is Lorelei?
Who is Lorelei?
And there was somebody else on the Superman Mendoza side. I'm going to say he's right.
That is actually incorrect. It's Lila Larrell. There's so many L's. But you're still going to get a prize. Thank you for questions. But you get a Hot Wheels. DC Hot Wheels. Thank you so much. That was a great guess. We've got our next contestant. Your name, sir.
My name is Tom, and just a quick plug, if people would like to answer trivia, I'm doing a trivia for Chocolate Panel at 3:30. Please come on down. Awesome. Silver Age.
Awesome. Silver Age. Okay, here is your question. Who was the first Kryptonian projected into the Phantom Zone? Pick a contestant.
Paul?
I'm going to vote for Jax Sir.
Jax.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Correct?
Yes.
It is Jack, sir. Nicely done. You get a prize. Bizarro Multiverse action figure. Very cool.
Me, I'm very sorry to accept this.
In case y'all didn't hear, he said, me, I'm very sorry to accept this. It was a Bizarro prize. That's very funny. All right. So next contestant.
Hi, I'm Maria.
Hi. Which category would you like to pick?
We'll do Golden Age.
Golden Age. Our first Golden Age trivia question. Very nice. Here is the question. The cover of Action Comics number 1. Famously features Superman tossing a car belonging to this mobster. Pick a contestant.
Me.
Benjamin.
I'm also going to deflect and give this one to Frank.
Yeah. You are allowed to
be able to tell if his answer is right or wrong.
We're
going to pass it off to Frank. Right, there we go.
This mobster is in. Really? All right. Who is Butch Maxson? That's a mobster name.
I'll agree.
It is Butch Madsen. That is correct. Is it not an Italian enough name? Is that what you said, right?
Maxono, maybe?
That's what it's short for. You're right. That's what he changed it to. And you get a Justice League. Was that a board game?
Yeah.
Very cool. Congratulations. Next contestant, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Sam.
Sam, which category would you like to pick? You got Golden Age Trivia, Silver Age Trivia, Villains, or Batman?
I'll go with Batman.
Batman. Excellent pick. Here we go. Your question is, what is the name of the professor who specialized in time travel hypnosis and used it on multiple occasions to send Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson on time travel adventures? Pick a contestant.
I'm going to go with Steve.
Oh, this is so bad because I'm not going to choose my Terry. I knew this.
Here's one.
I know. I knew this like a month ago.
Really?
Yeah, right.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah,
okay. It's way. Oh my god. It's not Tio Morrow or Ivo.
You want a clue, Steve? You want one clue?
Is it that his first name is Professor?
That was going to be the clue, yes. Yeah.
Because I looked this up for for a reason, like, within the past 2 months, I'm terrible.
So maybe look forward to seeing this character in a future DC comic book.
Probably not.
Time travel future.
I know. It's not Professor Zero, is it?
Is it Professor Zero, yes or no?
I'm going to say false.
You are correct. It's actually Professor Carter Nichols.
Yeah,
that
was nice. Yeah. Yes, you win a DC Hot Wheels, a Batman Hot Wheels. Very nice. Next contestant, what's your name?
Okay.
What category would you like to pick?
Batman.
Batman, excellent choice. Here is your next question. What is the name of the Batman villain whose crimes revolve around the general theme of dots? Go ahead and pick a panelist.
Frank.
Frank. No wrong answer. I would have picked anybody else.
Frank picked the wrong answer.
Well, okay. No, give me a one. Mr. Polka Dot? Oh, all right.
That's correct.
That is correct, yeah. There you go. Polka Dot Man, as it was written here, but Frank decided to go with the parentheses, or Mr. Polka Dot.
The one who was right.
Right, it was right. Okay.
You got a killer croc Hot Wheels.
You got a killer croc Hot Wheels. Awesome. Thank you so much. Next contestant, what's your name?
I'm Joe.
Go ahead and pick a category.
All right, I'll go with villains.
Villains. Here we go. Here's your question. What is the Mad Hatter's real name? Pick a panelist.
I'm going to go with Dan, just because Booster Gold rules, so.
Booster Gold does in fact rule. What is the Mad Hatter's real name?
Well, I would like to commend you for being a great American. Let's start with that. Beyond that, I believe the answer would have to be Jervis Tech.
Him and I knew that.
That is correct. It's Jervis.
I mean, real life.
You get him, Jason Momoa. Aquaman.
Oh, yeah. My man.
That's my man. Someone's asking about the Aquaman statue.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hi, I'm John.
Okay, go ahead and pick a category.
It does turn life-size if you press special buttons. Right?
What's your category?
Go with Batman.
Batman? Excellent choice. Here we go. Next question. Ooh, this is kind of tricky. Batman uses a gun to kill Delacroix in Detective Comics number 32. What is the gun loaded with? Pick a panelist.
Stu Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Silver bullets.
Is that right or wrong?
That's right.
That is right. It was silver bullets because she was a vampire. There you have it. See? Oh, that's my Batman. There you go. You get the Deathstroke New Teen Titans statue. Nicely done. Next contestant.
Hey, I'm Mike. I pick villains.
You're going to pick villains. I love your shirt. Is that Booster Gold?
It is.
I'm in the right company.
Another great American. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Here is your question from villains. Who was Batman's first recurring villain? Go ahead and pick a panelist.
I'll pick Paul.
Paul.
I'm gonna go with Catwoman.
Catwoman, is that right or wrong?
Wrong.
You are correct, that is it. That is wrong, that was wrong, Paul's was wrong. It is Dr. Death. Appearing in Detective Comics number 29 and then Detective Comics number 30. And you get a Darkseid little minifig. That's awesome. Fantastic. Thank you so much. All right, next contestant. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Michael.
Hi, pick a category.
Let's go with Batman.
Batman. Here we go. Next question. Now known as Alfred Pennyworth, in Detective Comics number 96, a different last name is given to Mr. Alfred. What was it? Go ahead and pick a panelist.
Who wants it? Let's go with Marie.
Marie?
I know exactly what that one is. It's Alfred Newman.
And that's where that name came from. All right, Mad Magazine. Great. Is that correct or incorrect?
I'm going to say incorrect.
You are right. She was incorrect. The real last name was Alfred Beagle. Beagle. Not very British.
Happy birthday, by the way.
I don't like it. You get is that a penguin Hot Wheels? Very nice. Thank you.
Happy birthday. Is that really accurate?
Yes. Everybody wish him a happy birthday. Yay! We don't have that kind of time, Frank. All right. Next contestant.
My name's Evan.
Go ahead and pick a category.
Villains.
Villains. Here we go. Next question. Agent Orange, the wearer of the lone orange power ring, is also known by this name. Pick a panelist.
I'll go with Paul.
Ooh. This is after my time, boss. I gotta pass this. Mr. Orlando, you're of this era.
Wow.
Wow.
There is that, Paul.
It's Larfleeze.
Is it Larfleeze?
It is Larfleeze.
It is Larfleeze, that's right. You get a prize. Rorschach, bust, cool. Wow. You're trapped in here with that prize.
All right, next contestant.
Wow.
Sorry.
Next contestant, what's your name?
My name is Chris.
Chris, go ahead and pick a category.
Villains.
Villains, I have it in my hands, good. What bounty hunter's name can be roughly translated from the Kunt dialect as he who devours your entrails and thoroughly enjoys it? Pick a panelist.
Benjamin.
Sorry, who was that?
Benjamin.
She thinks of me as a wolf, and we're gonna go on a version of that. Lobo. Correct or incorrect? Lobo.
Correct.
That is correct. Nicely done. You get a Beast Boy statue. Cool. All right, that's page one of villains. Next contestant, what's your name?
Bryce.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, can I do villain?
Villains, you got it. Page two, villains. In the paramilitary Christmas special, who contracted Lobo to assassinate Santa Claus? Go ahead and pick a panelist.
Mrs. Claus.
Paul.
Easter.
The Tooth Fairy.
Is it the Tooth Fairy?
No.
You are right. It was the Easter Bunny. Nicely done. You get an Aquaman figure. Awesome. That was great. I want to read that comic. I haven't read that one yet. That's great. Go ahead and tell us, what's your name?
Grayson.
Grayson, that's an awesome costume. Go ahead and pick a category, please.
Batman.
Nicely done. Here's the question. What love interest for Batman was introduced as Bruce Wayne's fiance back in 1939? Go ahead and pick a panelist. You want to go with Frank? You want to pick Frank?
Sure.
Is it Julie Madison?
Is he right or wrong?
Yes.
I think he's right. It's Julie Madison. You get a regular stupid set of figures. Those are great. All right. Next contestant. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Sophia.
Very nice to see you. That's an awesome... You have to cosplay, right? Fantastic. Go ahead and pick a category.
Villains.
Nice. Here we go. Here's your question. From what numbered alternate Earth in the Dark Multiverse does the Batman Who Laughs come from? Go ahead and pick a panelist.
Marie.
Just give me a kid a prize for Christ's sake.
We even need to blow that universe. Question. Let me go back.
Earth X.
Is it Earth X, correct or incorrect?
I'm not sure.
You know what? You're right. That wasn't right. The actual answer is Earth minus 22. Live on that earth, right?
Yes.
They have the freedom fighters.
Freedom fighters.
Yeah. Okay. That's where they live on earth next. Next contestant, what's your name?
I'm Chris. Long live blue and gold.
Long live Mr. Gold. All right.
Blue and gold.
Blue and long live blue and gold.
That's
blue
right.
And gold. Love it. Go ahead and pick a category.
Villain Frank.
Category villains? Is that
villains? Yeah.
Villains. Okay, here's the question, Frank.
Can you just call Frank a villain? Is that
okay. I got you. Here we go. Most people know that Harley Quinn was previously known as Dr. Harleen Quinzel, but what is her middle name?
No. Take the sheet. That's better.
He should know this.
Why? Because I wrote Harley Quinn?
Because you wrote Harley Quinn.
Why?
In case you guys don't realize, I know nothing.
Give it your best guess, Frank.
I'm going to say, because I read the question, Francis.
Okay. Oh. Is that right or wrong?
Yes.
Boom.
Exactly.
All right. It is correct. Sure. Yeah, you get a prize. Nicely done. I feel like you and that smart-ass kid would get along, Frank. That was great.
Yeah, it might be related.
Yeah. Okay, what's your last name? All right, next contestant, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Roger, and I'm going to go with Villains.
Villains. Okay, here is your question. Harley, under an alias of Holly Chance, once wrote a love advice column for the Daily Planet. What was her column called? Pick a panelist.
Let's go with Marie.
Marie.
Dear Harley.
Was it called Dear Harley?
I'm going to say that's incorrect.
You are right. It was called Chance at Love. Oh. You get a Harley and Justice 2 statue. Very cool. You knew that? Did you know that one?
I did know that.
Nicely done. Next contestant, what's your name?
Devin.
All right, go ahead, pick a category.
Villains.
Villains, here we go. Here's the question. In recent years, Harley has had a partially burnt taxidermy beaver as a sidekick and confidant. What is his name? Go ahead and pick a panel.
Steve.
Steve.
You want me to call
you
up out
here? You want to call me?
Yeah, is it just named Beaver?
Is it just named Beaver, yes or no?
I'm going to say that's incorrect.
You are right, it is named Bernie. Nicely done, you win a prize. You get an Aquaman figure, nice. Next contestant. Hi, that's a nice group. What's your name?
Karen.
Karen, go ahead and pick a category.
Golden Age.
Golden Age, love it. The second only, whoops, there goes. The second only, thank you, sir. Thank you, what a good Samaritan. Thank you very much, all right. Okay. Here's your question. Besides stories starring Batman, Detective Comics had many additional backup features during the Golden Age, including this one starring a crime fighter who skated atop telephone wires and had an outspoken parrot sidekick named Static. Pick a panelist.
Real?
Yes. This is for
real.
Real.
That was before real. It's great.
Who's your panelist?
Dan.
Dan.
Who is Airwave?
Yes or no?
Yes.
That is correct. It's Airwave. Nice. You get a baby Teen Titans statue. Cool. That is awesome. Next contestant. What's up, Spidey? What's your name?
My name is Drew.
Go ahead and pick a category.
I'm going to take Batman for 500.
Batman for 500. This is a daily double. Here we go. Not a daily double. You only get one prize. Oh, sorry. Just kidding. Here's your question. Mystery novelist Kay Day, Professor Vern Reed, Batman and Commissioner Jim Gordon were among the members of this crime-solving club. Pick a panelist.
I have a question.
Frank, help me out here.
Frank, what is the name of this crime-solving club?
Seriously? Wait a minute. Oh, okay. The Mystery Analyst of Gotham City.
I knew that.
Is that correct?
Sounds right to me.
That does sound right, doesn't it? That is correct. It's the Mystery Analyst of Gotham City. You get that hot. Is that the Batmobile? It's one of the Batmobiles. Nicely done. Very cool. Next contestant, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Luke, and I'll take Batman.
Batman, excellent choice. Here's your question. Time traveling to ancient Rome in Batman number 24. What name do the Romans bestow upon the caped crusader? Pick a panelist.
I'm going to take Dan.
Dan.
What was the question again?
The question is,
hey,
Batman, yeah. Time traveling to ancient Rome in Batman number 24. Okay. What do the Romans name the caped crusader?
The caped chariot rider.
The caped chariot rider.
Incorrect.
You are right. It is incorrect. The real answer is Batmanus. Okay. Batmanus. Romans were not. You get a card game. Is that the challenge of Super Press card game?
Love it. That's so great.
All right. Next contestant, what's her name?
Bailey.
Bailey, go ahead and pick a category.
Category?
Yes, I can. Golden Age. Silver Age. Villains. Batman. Golden Age. Love it. Only the third ever question. Here we go. Detective Comics featured a masked vigilante prior to Batman. What was the name of this friend of Vanity, foe of the underworld, who made his first appearance in Detective Comics number 20? Pick a panelist. Who did you point to?
I didn't say anything.
It's you, Marie. Go ahead.
That would be the Crimson Avenger.
Is she right?
She is.
Yes, she is. It's the Crimson Avenger. You get a prize. You get a vehicle figure. Cool. I love it. Love those guys. Thank you so much for playing. Next contestant, what's your name?
Sharon.
Sharon, go ahead and pick a category.
Definitely Batman, 80th anniversary.
Batman, 80th anniversary. Here's the question. What was the real name of the first Batgirl? Pick a panelist.
Paul.
It's definitely Betty. Let's go with Betty Page.
Incorrect.
You are right. It is. Wait, did you say Betty Kane?
Age.
You're incorrect. It's Betty Kane. You're right. You win a prize. Get a Riddler and Two-Face figure set. Cool. Next contestant. What's your name?
Diane.
Diane, go ahead and pick a category.
Golden Age.
Golden Age. Love it. Here we go. Wonder Woman's best friend, Etta Candy, was a member of the Beta Lambda sorority at this fictional college. Pick a panelist.
Dan.
Etta Candy, fictional college.
Well, I'm pretty sure they came over to the frat for a party one night at Hudson College.
Is it Hudson College?
I'll agree.
Say again?
I'll agree.
You'll agree? Oh, it's actually incorrect. It was Holiday College. But you're still going to get a prize. You are going to get a Aquaman figure. There we go. Holiday College. Next contestant.
Hi. I'm Tom. And I'll go for Silver Age.
Silver Age, nicely done. Here we go. Let's just get rid of that. That doesn't matter. There we go. Here's your question. In Adventure Comics number 27, Superboy meets three teenagers from the 30th century. What are the names of these three members of the Legion of Superheroes? Pick a panelist.
Ooh, I'd love to answer this myself. Dan.
Dan.
Ooh, that would be Cosmic Boy. Saturn Girl and Lightning Boy.
Is that correct?
Incorrect.
You are right. It was all correct except it was Lightning Lad. Nicely done. You get a Cyborg Mutant Titan figure. Very good.
It's called Lightning
Boy.
All
right, Boy. Next contestant. Hi, what's your name?
Dash.
Go ahead and pick a category.
Villains, please.
Villains, coming right up. There we go. Lex Luthor was once elected president of the United States. Who was his vice president? Pick a panelist.
Frank.
You don't know this one, really?
I don't know anything. I know nothing.
Frank, when you look at the answer, you don't actually have to give that.
You know what? Let the kid win a prize. What are you taking the stuff home here for this? We're here to give stuff out. You got that, right? Jesus. Pete Ross.
Correct.
That is correct. Is that okay? Okay. We'll get a TV and the action figure set. Well, that's a great set.
Look at that.
Look at that.
I'm so excited.
It had Kristen Bell's character's hand in it. That's great. Cool. Well, my Smallville fan, Pete Ross. Smallville. Next contestant. Hi, what's your name?
Alexis.
Go to pick a category.
Golden Age.
Golden Age, coming up. Here is the question. On Paradise Island, what is the name of Wonder Woman's favorite panda or kangaroo? What is the name of her favorite kangaroo? Pick a contestant.
Maria.
Marie, what do we got?
That would be Jumpa.
I agree.
Say again?
Yes.
That is correct. It's Jumpa. The kangaroo gets all the way down. How are we doing? Ooh, okay, we're pretty good on prizes. Okay. Next contestant, what's your name?
Kevin.
Okay, go ahead and pick a category.
Villains.
Villains. Here is your question. Edgar Jacobi is the real name of this Watchmen villain. Pick a panelist.
Frank.
Frank.
I might actually know this. Is it okay, Ben, if I take this question? That's okay?
If I take this question, the answer and the sheet.
It's Moloch. I actually knew that.
Frank actually knew it.
I actually knew that.
I agree.
That is correct. It's Moloch. Second comic. What's that? Very cool.
That was it, Moloch. Whatever.
Next contestant. What's your name?
Jacob.
Jacob, go ahead and pick a category.
Let's go Golden Age.
Golden Age. Here is the question. With a strip that ran for 152 issues, this two-fisted detective who, along with his partner, Shorty Morgan, first appeared in Detective Comics number 1 in a story by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. What is the name of this Detective. Go ahead and pick a panelist.
Let's go, Dan.
Dan.
Slam Bradley.
Is that right?
I'll say yeah.
It is correct. Nice. Slam Bradley. Get a 1980s 80s era new Teen Titans statue with the best costume. All right. That's Nightwing costume. Next contestant. Hi, what's your name?
Victoria.
Go ahead and pick a category.
Villains.
Okay, here we go. Coming up. Question. This daughter of Vandal Savage was a leading member of the Secret Six. Go ahead and pick a panelist.
Frank.
Frank.
Okay, he told me the answer. Okay, go. Oh, yeah, well, I got to tell him. All right, wait. You got out of sports for a second. Scandal.
Is it Scandal Savage?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, it's correct. You get it. Stop by. That's Contestant. Hey, what's your name?
Yosh.
Yosh, cool. Go ahead and pick a category.
Batman.
Batman. Great pick. Here you go. Here's the question. What was the Gotham neighborhood known as Crime Alley called before the Waynes were murdered? Go ahead and pick a panelist.
Steve.
Steve.
I think it's seven. Is it Park Row?
Is it Park Row? Yes or no?
Correct.
That is correct. It's Park Row. Nicely done. Frank just tipped his hat. All right, cool.
That's my non-existent hat.
Next contestant, what's your name?
Andrew.
Andrew, go ahead and pick a category.
Silver Age.
Silver Age. Love it. Here we go. Here's the question. After the location of their secret sanctuary in Happy Harbor is compromised, the Justice League of America set up a new headquarters in a satellite in sanctuary orbit above the Earth. How high was that orbit? Pick a panelist.
Really?
I mention it in every single issue.
You call yourself DC fans and you don't know the orbit number? Come on. Pick a panelist.
Jurgens knows.
Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Word was geostationary orbit, which scientifically, geosynchronous, same way, it's not stationary, right? So it's geosynchronous, which is a fact, and it's 22,300 feet.
Really?
What was that answer one more time, Benjamin?
22,300 feet.
22,300 feet. Is that correct, yes or no?
True.
I'm a little thrown off because it's 22,300 miles on this piece of paper. Is it miles?
That is correct. It's miles, not
miles. It's miles. All right. You get a prize.
Why higher than 22,300?
You get a Detective Comics variant cover. It's Detective Comics number 1,000. Awesome. Cool. That was a tough one.
Yeah.
22,000. So everybody can remember, 22,300 miles. That was the orbit for the satellite. All right. Next contestant. What's your name?
James.
Go ahead and pick a category.
Silver Age.
Perfect. Here we go. Here's the question. Created in 1941, Aquaman's first ever cover appearance was on this landmark comic book. Pick a panelist.
I'm going to go with Dan.
Dan.
I'm going to say that was Adventure Comics 38.
Adventure Comics 38. Is that correct? Yes or no?
No.
You are right. It was The Brave and the Bold number 28 in 1959. You get a prize. You get a Batmobile 1966 Adam Hot Wheels. Awesome. Cool. Next contestant. What's your name?
I'm Matthew.
Go ahead and pick a category.
Villains?
Villains. Here we go. Ooh, one of my favorites. Bane spent his childhood in a prison in this fictional country. Pick a panelist.
I will pick Paul Levitz.
Paul.
I don't think it was a fictional country. I think it was Argentina.
Ooh. Is that correct?
I'm going to say incorrect.
You are right. It was Santa Prisca. Santa Prisca. So you get a Cyborg New Teen Titans figurine. Nicely done. All right, next contestant, what's your name?
Sebastian.
Sebastian, go ahead and pick a category.
Marie?
Okay.
Oh, I counted you to be...
Is the category Marie?
We've got villains. Here's the question to Marie. Here we go. Batman famously has a giant penny in the Batcave. This is a trophy from his fight with what villain?
I know this one, and yet... Coin Dog Man.
Is that correct?
Wrong.
You are right, it was the Penny Plunderer, obviously. Nicely done, you get a prize. You get a Batman Detective Comics for 1,000 variant cover. Very cool. Next contestant. Hi, you've got something on your shoulder. What's your name?
Grace.
Grace, go ahead and pick a category.
Batman.
Here we go. Here's the question. According to his first origin story, how many years earlier had the Waynes been murdered? His first origin story. Go ahead, pick a panelist.
Marie.
15.
15 years. Is that correct?
Correct.
That is correct. It was 15 years ago. She is a Batgirl man. Cool. All right. Hello, Catwoman. Go ahead and give us your name.
Selena.
Walked right into that one. Nice. Very good. Go ahead and pick a category.
Villains.
Here we go. Here's the question. The Red Lantern known as Dex Star was once a normal cat who was adopted from the Brooklyn Animal Shelter. What was his name then, and what happened to his human owner? Go ahead and pick a panelist.
I'm going to go with Frank.
What is
it, Dex Star? I like that. You got a cat question. I thought that was really cool.
Dexter, his owner was murdered by a burglar.
Is that correct?
I'm going to agree with that.
That was a perfect response. You're right. Here you go. You got a prize. Come on, guys. It's a pun. That's what comics are all about. All right. Thank you for playing. Next contestant. Ash, whack him with that guy. Go ahead and pick a category.
Villains.
Here you go. Here's the question. In 1989, in a four-part Batman storyline, Basil Carlo, along with all of the other living Clayfaces, combined to form this group. Go ahead, pick a panelist.
Dan.
A Booster Goldfinger.
There we go.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Mud Pack.
The Mud Pack. Is that correct? Yes or no?
I will say it's correct.
It is correct. It was the Mud Pack. You get a prize. The good news is that I'm doing my job and we're making sure we're getting rid of every single one of these stinking prizes. The bad news is we're running low. We have 7 more questions to ask, and then the 8th one will be the loot crate box, all right? So you can hang out in line and do the math and figure out which one is. We're up to 8 more. That's what we're at. Okay,
there After we go. That, you actually get dinner with Tierra.
That's a big prize.
Next contestant, what's your name?
Mark.
Okay. Go ahead and pick
Silver.
Silver Age, love it. Here's the question. The cover of The Brave and the Bold, number 28, has the Justice League of America in their first appearance battling Starro. What 2 members of the team are not seen on the cover? Pick a panelist.
Paul. It's real early in the run, so I'm going to say that we don't yet see Batman and Green Arrow.
Batman and Green Arrow, is that correct? Yes or no?
I agree.
That's actually incorrect. It was Batman and Superman. We're some founding members, but you are going to get a prize. That is, what is that?
And Paul, you going to tell them why?
Killer Croc.
Green Arrow doesn't join until Justice League 4.
All right, next contestant. Hi, what's your name?
Jack,
go ahead and pick a category.
Villains,
nicely done. It is the year of the villain. Here's the question. This Wonder Woman villain was a demagogic politician. Am I reading that right?
What's this word? How the hell do I know? What is this? I guess that's it. Yeah.
It looks right. Look, I read comics that are public speak. All right, help me out. Demagogic.
Look, why don't we just ship the kid the thing?
And leader. I'll tell you what. That was a tough one. I'm going to skip. Here's the next question. In his first appearance, what was the name given for the district attorney who became the villain Two-Face in his first appearance? Go ahead and pick a panelist.
Frank.
Okay, Harvey Kent, that's what it is? Okay.
Is that right?
Sure,
it is right. And it's Harvey Kent, later changed to Dent,
okay,
avoid association with Clark Kent. There's your fun fact for the day. You get a ball. Riddler and Two-Face. Finger set. Next contestant, hi, what's your name?
Anne.
Go ahead and pick a category.
Villains.
Here's the question. Sinestro married the sister of this legendary Green Lantern. Pick a panelist.
Frank.
Give me that thing. I kind of know that. Is it Aventure?
Correct.
That is correct. You win a prize. You get a blue flash guy. Cool. All right. I'm trying to do my math. We have contestant number 4 of 8. Hi there. What's your name?
Hi, Sarah.
Sarah, go ahead and pick a category.
Villains.
Love it. Let me get to the next page here. Trained by Granny Goodness, the elite Apocalypse Strike Force, the Female Furies, originally consisted of these 5 members. Pick a panelist.
Frank.
All right, 5 panelists. All right, Bernadette, Big Bart, I know Big Bart, Lashina, Ann Harriet, and Stompa.
Correct.
Yes.
That is correct. Those are the 5 members of the Female Furies. You get a penguin Hot Meal.
Well, some new beans out here. You get that, right? I don't know. I don't think you don't pick me every time.
Right. For 5 of 8. Go ahead and give us your name.
Javiella.
Pick a category.
Do you get reference sheets like this, Frank, before you start writing series? Just check.
Yes. Always,
you know. Excellent. Pick a category.
Batman.
Batman? Wonderful. Here we go. Here is the question. Bruce Wayne once had a romantic relationship with Rachel Caspian, a charity worker and aspiring nun. Her father, Judson...
Wait, what? And she's going out with a playboy?
Yeah. One day, I'll be in there.
There was the...
Her father, Judson, was secretly a Gotham City vigilante from the 1950s, named... Pick a panelist.
Paul. What?
Who's that?
Paul.
From the 1950s?
No. Gotham City vigilante from the 1950s. Judson. Daughter was trying to be a nun.
Father O'Malley.
Yeah. Kusha Malakama Creed. Sorry, that's an in joke. You got an old newspaper scripts for that one. Catman.
Catman, is that correct?
No.
You were right, it was the Reaper. Nicely done. You get a prize. A Watchman thing. I don't even know what that is. That's huge. Cool. There it is, the Rorschach was.
Okay.
Go ahead, give us your name.
Natasha.
Natasha, hi. Go ahead, pick a category.
Billy. I'm gonna go with Marie because she hasn't been called on for a while. Just to give some round. I want to go with Frank because he's obviously the best bet.
Yeah.
But
I'm going with
Batman.
We're going Batman with Marie?
Yes.
Okay, Marie, this is the question. In Detective Comics number 193, the Joker starts his own newspaper for criminals. It even features a comic strip drawn by him titled Batman the Sap Man. What is the name of this newspaper?
That just rolled right off.
It sounds like the ha-ha something, right? Joker...
I was going to say that. Why are you telling me? Like, I totally knew this one. Okay, this is the Joker's Journal.
The Joker's Journal, is that correct?
I guess I'll go with it.
It is correct, yes, you get the prize. Here we go. Acting statue. Now, this is our last regular question. Last regular question, and then we only have the question after that will be the 8th one, and that's it. So here we go. What is your name?
Shelley.
Shelley, go ahead and pick a category.
Batman,
here we go. What are the powerful optic rays that Darkseid... Wait, no, that's villains. Here we go, Batman. Somebody might know that. I'll ask it later. What's state has been occasionally provided as the location of Gotham City? What state? Go ahead and pick a panelist.
Paul.
It's Gotham City. It's got to be New York.
Yes, in New York. That is incorrect. It's New Jersey. It's New Jersey. Whoa. Occasionally, now you know. So you get a prize. You're still going to get a Nightwing. No, Beast Boy statue. Cool. And now, the very last prize of the evening. We have the Batman Limited Edition. Where did that little flyer go? Loot Crate thing. We're going to get your info afterwards, and you're going to get mailed this Loot Crate. It's awesome. Go ahead and pick. First of all, what's your name?
Unless Thierry takes it first.
What is your name?
That's a good question. My name is Bianca.
Bianca, go ahead, pick a category.
I'll choose villain.
Villain, here we go. What are the powerful optic rays that Darkseid can fire from his eyes? Pick a panelist.
I'm gonna pick Steve. I'm looking at you.
Steve.
I do.
I'll accept either one, Steve.
The Omega Effect.
The Omega Effect is correct. Yes, you're going to get the Loot Crate.